Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
All right, Andrea here. She has got something going on over the weekend here. She wants to ask her boss for a job transfer because she's attracted to a coworker and she needs to know what to say to the boss. Hey, Andrea.
Hi. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This is, like, insane. I am attracted to a coworker, and I'm married, so that's not good. We're going through a difficult period, and we really are trying to keep it together. Like, we're both going to therapy and counseling to make it work. But I have a coworker who is very attractive and has also been a good friend to me these past few months. So, you know, not only is there a physical attraction, but I recognize there's also, like, an emotional attraction developing. And I feel like this is really dangerous territory that I need to remove myself from. So I want to ask my boss to transfer me to a different position, or, like, maybe let me work from home.
Sure.
Just something to, you know, reduce or mitigate any risk.
All right. So I'm very interested to hear the advice that the women on the show are going to give you about this. And I have a very specific reason why.
I actually commend you for recognizing that this could be a potentially dangerous situation for your marriage, that you guys are really trying to work on it, and there is something that could impede that process. And I don't think we don't live to work. We work to live, and you need to focus on what's most important, and that's your marriage and that's your life. And I applaud you wanting to do the transfer.
Cass.
I'm torn. I mean, why are you laughing?
Because I'm trying to bait you guys.
Did I take the bait?
You did.
On one hand, for me, it's really just, it's whatever you want to do in your life. That's what you should do. If you want to work from home, if you want this transfer, then ask for it. But it seems silly to uproot your life just because there's somebody there in the office who you like. Like, God, this is going to sound harsh. Lock it down. Just control it. Just say, okay, cool. I recognize I have some feelings for this dude. It's not going anywhere because I care about my marriage. Boom. And just move on. And I know that's easier said than done. But in your life, I feel like you're going to always face these hurdles when relationships get tough. It is so easy to look outside and find the easy route. And sometimes having that, it's not a challenge, but, like, addressing that you have those feelings with yourself and deciding not to do anything about it and continue your life as is, you're not weak. You don't need to remove yourself from the situation, though. Like Kristen, I really respect that you care about your marriage and you're getting rid of that
temptation.
Potential problem. Yeah, and the temptation. But at the same time, that's life.
How about you, Abby?
I'm worried I'm going to fall for the bait.
I'm worried too now. I should have asked what it was.
Well, you were so on the fence, I can't even come at you. You were on both sides.
I'm like, quick, how can I change my mind? So, Andrea, my advice for you is, first, I want to commend you for setting a boundary if you could see something potentially happening in the future. But I think the one question you really got to ask yourself is this transfer going to be detrimental to your career in any way? Because I could see myself, like, if I'm putting myself in your shoes, Andrea, and the sexual tension between me and Mo is just getting too thick.
Turn it up, Abby.
I'm going to go to Chris and be like, Chris, and I, you got to take me off the mic because it's just too much. Like, that would be something I wouldn't want to do because that's not going to propel me where I want to be in my career. So that's not a decision that I would make. But if this is something that's going to be like a lateral move, or it's just like the same job but a different cubicle, I say go for it, because then there's no cons. But don't make this decision at the detriment of your career.
So we had this very same scenario years ago. Cassie, you weren't even on the show yet. Abby, you weren't on the show yet. Kristen, I think you were.
No, and I was on the show.
Were you on the show?
Uh-huh.
But the situation was different, because it was the guy that was saying he was having feelings for a woman. And I remember very specifically being the only one in studio saying, like, go and transfer, get out of the office if you're feeling this way. And all the women on the show were like really coming down on the dude, like, hey, keep it in your pants. You're not like a barbarian. You can make decisions. Just, I mean, be a man and stay in the office and cut off your feelings. And it feels very different for a woman. Like, you're saying, like, go ahead and transfer. It's important to protect your marriage, which was my take years ago when it was a man. But with a woman, the texture feels very different.
Yeah, I don't recall that. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a pretty good memory, so maybe I wasn't part of the show
maybe
then.
Maybe not.
But my advice for a man would be the same thing.
I think you should get out of that office. I think that if you're having feelings that are very, very strong, that most people can't turn those things away. And I hear Andy Stanley, my pastor, in my head all the time talking about those boundaries, those guardrails. And if you're really feeling attracted, there's nothing more important than protecting your family and your marriage. So if there's any doubt at all, get the hell out of that office.
I do get where y'all are coming from, but I mean, isn't there temptation everywhere? Like, what happens if she transfers and goes to a different office and there's an attractive guy there that's also friendly to her?
Then she needs to, like, really step it up in therapy and work on why.
Yeah, then it's a her thing. Right? Yeah.
I forgot Andrea was on the line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hi, Andrea. Still there, huh?
Yeah. Andrea, that's my problem.
Do you think your attraction is because you're finding stuff in this other coworker that you're not finding at home? Like, if your marriage was strong and you were happy, do you think you would even look twice at this coworker and find them attractive? Or is it because you're lacking something in your personal life, so you're searching, and then you think you found what you're missing in this coworker, and that's why? So I'm wondering if it's not really like, yes, there is temptation.
I think that's totally it. Like, you know, when you're frustrated by your personal situation and you're not getting like the love, satisfaction, validation you need from your marriage, it's just like, you know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. There's a lot of like, why am I putting myself through this when here's somebody that I really connect with, that I find attractive, that, you know, I identify with emotionally. And yeah, I'm not getting that from the person that I'm supposed to be committed to forever.
Yeah, get out of that office. Get out. Get out. Run. Run. Like Forrest Gump around across the country. You know, work on your marriage.
Yeah.
But with the temptation in the office, it's not an authentic therapy. If this guy's right next to you and you're thinking of him all the time, I would say transfer. My advice would be transfer and then do the therapy. But you can't do them both at the same time. You guys?
Yeah, I'm team transfer.
Team transfer.
I'm mad at your partner. If you're not getting any of that from the person you're supposed to be with forever, you said get out of the office. Kind of lean in the other way. Get out of the marriage.
Ooh,
you deserve better.
I'm with Cass on this one. You should be able to deal with temptation anywhere. It doesn't matter. If you can't do that, then the problem is the marriage, not the guy.
You're the deciding factor, Abby.
Oh, God, don't put this on me.
Yup, her marriage is in your hands.
Hook up with the coworker.
Hey, The Burt Show.